Dover's directions had been very vague. And how was I supposed to... I shot up the hill. All right, where is he? Give me coordinates.
Left!
I went streaking off to the left and heard Grover's voice again.
Hey, not your left, my left!
I screeched to a halt, spun around, and sprinted back to Grover. You're gonna have to work on your navigation, son. This is unacceptable.
I'm sorry, Hank, but I thought...
Never mind what you thought. Which way's the enemy?
In the yard, but you'll have to jump the fence.
In spite of the dangerousness and seriousness and emergenciness of the situation, I couldn't help smiling. That fence means nothing to me, son. It's just one of life's many hurdles.
Really? I don't think I can jump it.
That's fine. Watch me and study your lessons.
Okay, Hank. I'll work on it later.
You bet you will. On your own time. Here I go. I got a run and virtually flew over that fence. A deer couldn't have done it better. I landed in the yard, went into my fight crouch, set up a forward position, sniffed the air, and scouted the terrain. The yard was forbidden territory, you might say. Sally Mae had planted grass and shrubs and flowers and other stuff, and iron law number one on the ranch was that dogs weren't allowed inside the fence. Cats were. You could usually find Pete the barn cat lolling around the back porch, waiting for a handout, and never mind the rest. It makes me mad just thinking about the injustice of it. Anyway, once inside forbidden territory, I scouted the terrain. Some 30 feet in front of me, I saw little Alfred, Sally Mae and High Loper's baby boy. He was wearing a sailor suit and playing with a dump truck. A short distance from little Alfred, perched upon a cardboard box, was a large cake with white icing and two yellow candles. The clues were fitting together. Baby, clean clothes, cake, candles. This was some kind of a ceremony. An ordinary dog, untrained in security work, would have leaped to the conclusion that this was a birthday party. But drawing on my years of experience, I didn't make that assumption. The facts said ceremony of some kind, not necessarily a birthday party. Two questions remained unanswered. First, where was the child's mother? And second, what monster or evil force had put little Alfred's life in danger? Those were the crucial questions in the case, and you'll notice that I had arrived at them only minutes after the first alarm. My next course of action was to search for some answers, and I suspected that Grover knew them.